Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Allison, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
No, well, I'm good as well. Can't complain. It's great to have you on the line. This afternoon, we're talking to you about the remnant and its mission. You know, this universal church is composed of all who truly believe in Christ. But in the last days, a time of widespread apostasy, a remnant has been called out to keep the commandment of God and the faith of Jesus. And so this week, we're going to be studying more about remnant, and you are going to be helping us to understand that. So, Pastor, first of all, what exactly is the mission? Meaning of the remnant?
The meaning of the remnant is it means that those who remain faithful to God, or sometimes it may be those who would be saved from destruction or from God's anger. That's how I understand it. That will be the meaning of a remnant.
Now, how is the term remnant then used in Scripture?
The term remnant may be used to those who remained loyal to God, just as it is in Romans chapter 12, verse 17. Those people who remain faithful to God's commandments and to the precepts of God's will. And even maybe we may say survivors of divine judgment, just as it is in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20 to 22. So, that's how it is in the Bible and many other interpretations from the Bible. But I've just quoted two.
Right. Thank you so much. So, do we then know who will be part of the remnant?
Yes, the Bible has specified that one. Those who remain faithful, just as good as it is in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 to 12, the Bible tells us that God has given us instructions to follow, which means there are certain other group of people or group of religions which do not say, which do not follow God's plan according to Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 to 12. So those who are faithful to what God has said are said to be the remnant.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you, Pastor. Now, this remnant, is it attached to a particular community or religious group or denomination?
God has a church in the world among all other denominations. He has people who remained faithful even during the ages up to the time when Jesus shall come. He has a group of people who are faithful to his plan.
Okay.
Those who follow his precepts, those who follow his commandments. The remnant shall keep the commandments of God according to Revelation chapter 12, chapter 14, verse 12. There are those who shall be faithful in keeping God's commandments and preaching Christ's gospel. That's the remnant. So it may not be particular to a certain church or denomination, but there must be people who are willing to keep God's commandments just as it is in the Bible.
Yeah. Now, has the remnant always been there, or is it the last day phenomenon?
It has always been there. If you would read Genesis chapter 6, it tells us about Noah. During his time, he was the only person who was a remnant, who kept God's commandment, who was a friend of Jesus, or a friend of God. No wonder why him and his family were saved, because they remained faithful to God's precept.
I've sometimes heard people talking about the remnant of the remnant. Is there such?
If you read, I've forgotten a commentary which I've read. It says there will never be another remnant except the remnant that is already there.
Okay.
The remnant has already been there since time immemorial, up to the coming of Christ. The remnant shall always be there. So the remnant is the remnant. There is not going to be a remnant of the remnant.
Because I'm just trying to look, Pastor, that the remnant that we probably refer to in 2024 has got generations and generations of remnants, not so?
It's true. You have said it all, that we have some generations. So in each generation there is a remnant of God. So even throughout the ages there were remnants in those generations. Even in 2024, a remnant is there. While other people are living God's commandments, they are not following God's commandments, but they are there. They are people who are following God's commandments just as it is in the Bible. So in 2024, even at the time of the coming of Christ, the remnant shall be there.
I see. So this remnant may not be the same as it was, for instance, from 1900.
It's true. It may not be the same, because you have spoken about generations. We are in a different generation. So God understands this generation. He understood the previous generation. So the remnants who were there, he understood them according to what they believed in.
Okay. No, Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time and joining us this afternoon. Blessings to you, and enjoy the beautiful rains out there in Harare.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Pastor. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.